This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. First trimester NSAIDs and birth defects, large cohort study finds no increased risk. A large population-based cohort study published in PLOS Medicine found no statistically significant association between first trimester non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug NSAID exposure and major congenital malformations challenging earlier safety concerns that have left clinicians with limited guidance for pain management in early pregnancy. The research, conducted by Dr. Ariel Avraham Hasidim and colleagues at Soroka University Medical Center, analyzed 54,000 pregnancies over 2 decades using linked pharmacy and clinical records. 54,000 singleton pregnancies analyzed in Southern Israeli Pregnancy Registry Cohort 1998 to 2018. Study design and population researchers at Soroka University Medical Center in Israel conducted a retrospective cohort study within the Southern Israeli Pregnancy Registry, SIPREG, project, examining all singleton pregnancies resulting in live births, stillbirths, or elective terminations for fetal malformations between 1998 and 2018. The cohort excluded pregnancies exposed to established teratogens, multiple gestations, and those with documented genetic or chromosomal anomalies, yielding a study population representative of typical obstetric practice. NSAID exposure was identified through pharmacy dispensation records during the first trimester, capturing both overall use and exposure to specific agents, including ibuprofen, naproxen, and indomethacin. Major congenital malformations, MCMs, were identified through linked clinical, hospitalization, and termination records through the first postnatal year, ensuring comprehensive ascertainment of outcomes. First trimester NSAID exposure and major congenital malformations, NSAID exposed pregnancies, 4.2% rate of major congenital malformations, unexposed pregnancies, 3.8% rate of major congenital malformations. Source, Hasidim et al., PLOS Medicine, 2018. Georgian Medical Journal News, rigorous statistical adjustment and key findings. The research team employed propensity score matching using a directed acyclic graph to adjust for numerous confounders, including maternal age, ethnicity, diabetes, medical indication for NSAID use, obesity, smoking, folic acid supplementation, gravidity, perinatal care, and year of pregnancy. This methodological approach is referenced in the original PLOS Medicine study by Hasidim et al. After adjustment, first trimester NSAID exposure was not associated with an increased risk of major congenital malformations when compared to unexposed pregnancies. The adjusted risk ratio remained close to 1.0, indicating no excess risk attributable to NSAID use alone. Subgroup analyses examining specific NSAID agents, ibuprofen, naproxen, and others, produced consistent results across all medication types. First trimester NSAID exposure showed no statistically significant association with major congenital malformations in a cohort of 54,000 pregnancies, with adjusted risk ratios remaining at or near 1.0 across all NSAID agents examined. Dr. Ariel Avraham Hasidim, Soroka University Medical Center, PLOS Medicine, 2018. Clinical implications and ongoing uncertainty. According to the Hasidim et al. Study, pain and fever are common experiences in early pregnancy, yet clinicians have faced significant uncertainty regarding safe pharmacological management. The study notes that earlier studies had raised concerns about acetaminophen use, prompting some physicians to consider NSAIDs as an alternative, yet evidence remained inconclusive. This study provides reassurance that first trimester NSAID exposure, when medically indicated, does not appear to carry an elevated teratogenic risk for major structural malformations. However, the research does not address all pregnancy-related concerns about NSAIDs, such as effects on the developing kidney, cardiovascular system, or risk of pregnancy loss. As noted in the original study, NSAIDs are known to carry risks in later pregnancy, and clinical decision-making should remain individualized based on the specific indication, timing of exposure, and maternal clinical status. For guidance on pregnancy and medication safety, clinicians should consult current obstetric guidelines. Study strengths and limitations. According to Hasidim et al., The study's principal strengths include its large sample size, population-based design using linked registry data, comprehensive outcome ascertainment through hospital records, and rigorous statistical adjustment for multiple confounders. The use of pharmacy dispensation records provides objective documentation of exposure, reducing recall bias common in pregnancy studies. The authors acknowledge limitations, including the observational design, which cannot prove causation, potential residual confounding by unmeasured variables, and the inability to assess outcomes of pregnancies ending in early miscarriage before 20 weeks gestation. Additionally, the Israeli population may differ in socio-demographic characteristics from other regions, potentially limiting generalizability. The study period, 1998 to 2018, predates recent pharmacovigilance updates, so newer safety signals may not be captured. Key takeaways: a cohort of 54,000 pregnancies found no increased risk of major congenital malformations with first trimester NSAID exposure, with malformation rates at 4.2% in exposed versus 3.8% in unexposed pregnancies. Hasidim et al., PLOS Medicine, propensity score matching and adjustment for maternal age, diabetes, obesity, smoking, and other confounders strengthened causal inference in this observational study. Hasidim et al. Specific NSAID agents, ibuprofen, naproxen, indomethacin, showed consistent safety profiles, with no single agent appearing to carry elevated teratogenic risk. Hasidim et al. Clinical decision-making should remain individualized. NSAIDs remain contraindicated in the third trimester, and acetaminophen safety concerns warrant ongoing investigation. Hasidim et al. Frequently asked questions: are NSAIDs safe to use in the first trimester of pregnancy? According to the PLOS Medicine cohort study by Hasidim et al., first trimester NSAID exposure was not associated with an increased risk of major congenital malformations when adjusted for confounders. However, individual clinical decision-making should involve consultation with an obstetrician, as NSAIDs carry other pregnancy-related risks not addressed in this study, such as effects on renal development and pregnancy loss. What pain relief options are available in early pregnancy? According to Hasidim et al., acetaminophen has historically been considered the safest analgesic in pregnancy, though recent studies have raised questions about its safety. NSAIDs appear safe for short-term use in the first trimester, according to this research, while non-pharmacological approaches, including rest, heat therapy, and physical therapy, remain first-line options. Clinicians should individualize treatment based on the indication and maternal medical history. Should this study change current NSAID prescribing guidance? This study provides evidence that first trimester NSAID exposure does not increase the risk of major structural birth defects, which may reassure both clinicians and patients. However, regulatory agencies and professional obstetric organizations continue to evaluate the complete safety profile, including effects beyond structural malformations. As noted by Hasidim et al., pain management in pregnancy remains a clinical challenge with limited evidence-based guidance, and this large cohort study contributes important reassurance regarding first trimester NSAID safety for major congenital malformations. The authors suggest that future prospective studies examining specific pregnancy outcomes, including pregnancy loss and effects on fetal, renal, and cardiovascular development, will further refine risk-benefit assessments for individual patients. In the meantime, clinicians should continue to individualize treatment decisions based on the clinical indication, gestational timing, maternal factors, and shared decision-making with pregnant patients seeking treatment for pain and fever. For more on drug safety in pregnancy, see our dedicated coverage. Source: first trimester non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, exposure and risk of major congenital malformations, a retrospective register-based cohort study. At contexts and birth defects, large cohort study finds no increased risk. Description: first trimester NSAID use shows no increased risk of birth defects in 54,000 pregnancy cohort study. Evidence-based analysis of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug safety in early pregnancy. Author, type, organization, name, GMJ editorial team. Publisher, at type organization, name GMJ News Georgian Medical Journal, date published 2026-05-19, date modified 2026-05-19. At context, NSAIDs safe to use in the first trimester of pregnancy. Accepted answer, at type, answer, text. According to the PLOS Medicine cohort study, first trimester NSAID exposure was not associated with an increased risk of major congenital malformations when adjusted for confounders. However, individual clinical decision-making should involve consultation with an obstetrician, as NSAIDs carry other pregnancy-related risks not addressed in this study, such as effects on renal development and pregnancy loss. At type, question, name what pain relief options are available in early pregnancy. Accepted answer, at type answer, text. Paracetamol, acetaminophen, has historically been considered the safest analgesic in pregnancy, though recent studies have raised questions about its safety. NSAIDs appear safe for short-term use in the first trimester, according to this research, while non-pharmacological approaches, including rest, heat therapy, and physical therapy, remain first-line options. Clinicians should individualize treatment based on the indication and maternal medical history. At type question, name, should this study change current NSAID prescribing guidance? Accepted answer, at type answer text. This study provides evidence that first trimester NSAID exposure does not increase the risk of major structural birth defects, which may reassure both clinicians and patients. However, regulatory agencies and professional obstetric organizations continue to evaluate the complete safety profile, including effects beyond structural malformations. Any changes to prescribing guidance should be made by regulatory authorities such as the FDA or European Medicines Agency in conjunction with updated clinical evidence.